It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, the wonderful Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28. A beautiful place, and I hope that you can follow along and enjoy it today. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to call us, our phone number here is 217-440-4402. If you'd like to write to the church, it's Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to check out our website, I'd love for you to do that. Have many studies there. Our Constitution and Plan of Salvation is there as well. www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. And we're going to begin reading now with the 28th chapter of Matthew, verse 1. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. And the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him that the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go unto Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Let's begin with prayer after reading those precious, precious words. Father, we thank you that we can have in your word not only the awful death, the crucifixion, as you died on the cross. You died on that cross for me and for every individual that's ever lived, and you took their sin away. That is so wonderful, and that there's so much love, we can't fathom that you would do that for us. Thank you, Father, that you sent your Son and he died on the cross for us. But more glorious, it's not just our sins taken away. You have also handed us life, and that life comes through the resurrection. And that's what we've just read here in this beautiful gospel. Now, Father, guide and lead us through it. Show everyone the importance of that, recognizing that they're a sinner. They need to come by faith to you and be born again. Please, please, Father, convict the hearts today of everyone that we will come to know you as our Savior and then begin to live and enjoy a life with you. Thank you, Father. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we go any further, we're going to read the same message in Mark, Luke, and John, as we have just read here in Matthew. And so if you would take your Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. And we're going to read 14 verses of this precious gospel. Mark chapter 16. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, the mother of James and Salome, who had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he said unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples, Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he had said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were affrighted. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two men of them as they walked and went unto the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterwards he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. I hope you believe that Jesus is risen from the dead, because he has risen. He is alive. He's at the right hand of God the Father. Let's go to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. We got several verses of scripture to read here. And as we just continue to read this wonderful account, Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again." They remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. And it was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, as they believed them not. Then arose Peter, and ran into the sepulchre. Stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which had come to pass. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus. We heard that there was a couple walking in the country going home. And we find them back here again in Luke. The village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. They talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? Has not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early to the sepulcher. When they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them, which were with us, went to the sepulcher and found it even so as the women had said. But him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And the beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as they sat at meat with them, he took bread, blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up that same hour and returned unto Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And as they went, as he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands, my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and ate before them. And he said to them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Do you know why their eyes were opened back there in verse 30 and 31? Because when he broke the bread and he showed them, they saw the nail-scarred hands. That's how they knew him. That's how we will know him. We'll know him by his nail-scarred hands. And one more, the Gospel of John. We've done Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And now we're going to go to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Beautiful. I love reading these verses. I read these many times. John chapter 20, verse 1. First day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth a stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth and that other disciple and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, he was much younger, and came to the sepulchre. And he stooped down, and looking in, saw the linen cloth lying, yet went on in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following, he went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen cloth lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went he also, that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again into their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary? And she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and to your Father, and to my God, and to your God. And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them, saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. And when he had thus said this, he breathed on them, and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins are retained, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. After 8 days again, his disciples were within, Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, stood in the midst of them, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, behold my hands, reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they which have not seen, yet have believed. So sad as we read this scripture to hear the unbelief. They were told many times concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. In 3 days, he's going to be raised from the dead. He told them clearly what was going to happen, and yet not a single one. And yes, I understand that, to think that he is going to be raised from the dead. They watched him raise people from the dead, Lazarus being one, and I believe there were others. And yet they still had much doubt. And even Thomas, when all of them was telling Thomas, we have seen him, we have touched him, he's here. And yet he didn't believe. I hope that you're not one of those that is a skeptic and you doubt. Please come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trust in him today. Back to Matthew chapter 28. I just wanted to read the accounts in each one of the Gospels because it's so important that we see that and see that the different things that each one of them saw. It makes none of them wrong. It makes it all brings it together. It's just a beautiful, wonderful message for us to have, and all four Gospels clearly stated it. The resurrection of Jesus is the great fundamental doctrine of Christianity. All other of the false teachers and leaders are dead, buried. Jesus is alive. To destroy the truth of the bodily resurrection of Jesus would be to destroy Christianity. This is our great guarantee of our own bodily resurrection. Jesus proclaimed that he would be raised in 3 days. He was. And he tells us that there'll be an opportunity and a time when our body will be raised from the dead. We need to understand one clear point, and it's found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Whether the Bible, whether it's the Old Testament or the New, it is verbally inspired, spoken by God himself, spoken to men of God, and those men recorded exactly what God told them to write. It is inspired. We have 66 books. It is God's precious, inspired word. We need to trust it. The Old Testament clearly demanded the resurrection. Let's go to Psalms 16, verses 8 through 10. Psalms chapter 16. Beginning with verse 8, And I have set the Lord always before me, because he is my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Now, we've read a lot of scripture today, being Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, because in Acts chapter 2, we have a tremendous message preached by Peter, and this is the birth of the church. Acts chapter 2. Verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Recognizing your sinner, calling on Jesus. Verse 22. Ye men of Israel, this is a message that he preached here. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, the man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. They couldn't deny it. Him being delivered by the determined counsel and the foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Does that sound like something we just read back in Psalm 16? Yes, it is. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us today. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the first of his loins, according to the flesh, he would rise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this, therefore, before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended unto the heavens, but he saith unto himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they had heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? Repent is the first word there. Repent. You have to understand and realize you're a sinner and you're lost. Repent. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust him as your Savior. Please, please. What a wonderful study today. Basically, we have just read the precious word, which is wonderful. I hope you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. I hope you've come by faith to him. Jesus was crucified. Jesus was born a virgin, lived a perfect life, was crucified, buried, 3 days later, rose from the dead, proof of his resurrection. My dear friend, What are you going to do about Jesus?